today we are joined by tight ends coach Bobby Johnson. And Bobby, I bet you didn't know this. I'm going to pull a little Al Bundy on you. You know, okay. I used to play tight end back in my high school day.
Well, I imagine you're probably a really good one and probably use you right now if I could.
But let's talk a little tight end, because, I mean, the tight end position, you have to be one of the most well-rounded athletes, because you have to do so many different things. You have to block, you have to catch, you have to do everything that almost every player on the field has to do, with the exception of the quarterback.
Without a question. I mean, especially in this offense, there's a lot put on the tight end's plates. I mean, obviously, like you just pointed out, they have to do everything that all the other positions have to do, block, receive, pass protect. But there are a lot of motions and shifts and things in this offense that we're required to understand and perform. So it's a pretty complicated and demanding job, but we have some guys that are very capable.
That's the one thing that you point bring up there about the complicated motions and stuff. From what I understand, talking to the head coach, Mike Markey, it's not complicated, but it looks complicated. But that can be complicated for the tight end, like you're saying. He moves so much, and he adjusts, and he shifts, and he does everything.
Yeah. It creates more strain on the defense than it does for us. However, there are some things that, you know, especially with some of the newness for our guys, have been a little bit of a learning curve. But it definitely puts more stress on the defense than it does us. But there are some things that, you know, we have to go through some mental gymnastics to make sure that we have everything lined up right.
All right, well, let's jump into the tape, because against the Bengals, I thought the tight end position played pretty well, and Mercedes obviously had a nice game with three catches, and here it is, the tight end screen.
Yeah. This is a little screen off, a little play action that we have. Mercedes did a great job setting it up. He's a very good pass protector, so he's real patient, sets it up with the pass protection. And then he does a good job allowing the blockers to get out in front of him. Very athletic move here to avoid the first tackler. And then some good yardage after the catch. Like him to secure the ball here a little bit, but, you know, hey, we go from second and 22 to first and 10.
That was a big, big conversion right there. And then to continue on, same drive. This is the touchdown play to Mercedes, and a nice throw by Blaine.
Yeah, it is. Right here, you know, with the defender, we're trying to high-low a defender in the flat. We obviously with the fullback going the flat and Mercedes taking the back baseline. He does a good job of fighting through the contact and then keeping good relationship with the flat receiver Greg there. And going down and catching the ball too, great catch.
And a nice little subtle separation there. Vontaze Burfict didn't like the non-call, but it wasn't enough to get a call, and a good play.
Yeah, I mean, they're allowing him to play a little bit right there.
Now this is another catch, and here he is. Lined up, split out a little bit, and obviously this is what you're talking about. You got to be able to line up different places. Yeah. No, and he's just running a little stop route, basically.
Yeah, right there. We're just trying to, you know, it's a little spacing concept where we're trying to spread the field here. We, you know, we all have certain spots trying to hit. We've obviously given a different formation with a bunch set, and we're just basically spotting them over the ball and allowing them to be a big body and post up.
A nice play, especially when you're backed up near your own goal line to get out and get some room.
Nice security blanket for the quarterback. Here's a big target sitting right over the ball, so, hey, I can check down right to him.
Now you've got to be able to block, and you've got two very good blockers in Mercedes and Zach Potter, and here's a real nice play for them.
Yeah, right here we're running basically a little gap scheme play here. Mercedes does a great job, and this one thing I've always heard about him before I got here was how good of a blocker he was, and all the accolades he got still didn't do it justice. He's doing a great job here, basically one-on-one on the defensive end, tackles posting it up. He's taking the midline and pushing the defensive end off the ball. Zach Potter's done a nice job over there on the Sam linebacker. You know, we can always get better, but those are two guys handling two big defenders one-on-one pretty well.
And they finish blocks as well as anybody. Yes. And as a tight end, to continue on, you got to be able to do everything. You guys have had some injuries along the offensive line, and so sometimes the tight end has to stay in and help. And perfect play design here, because they end up bringing pressure and both tight ends pick up a guy.
Yeah, right here, you know, we have a protection where we're really, you know, protecting some gaps on the weak side of the play action. Right here, they bring a strong safety blitz where they're bringing Sam in strong safety, and we wind up getting singled up as opposed to double teaming. So both guys wind up going one-on-one with some, you know, some pretty stout defenders. Manny Lawson has some good rush ability, and also a strong safety coming off the edge. Zach picks him up in space and mans him up.
And in this picture right here, I mean, for an offensive coach, a thing of beauty, because,
without a question,
you know, nice pocket, plenty of room to step into the throw, and it's no surprise that when the quarterback gets this kind of picture, that the ball can go downfield to LaRon Robinson.
Without a question, if you can stop all the pressure, give the quarterback a nice calming effect, be able to step up, see his target, step into throw, and deliver a nice shot.
Unfortunately, this is the play that LaRon ended up getting hit in the head.
Yeah.
You hate to see this, but that's just the way it is in the National Football League. All right, this week, a challenge, because it's the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
Two very good defensive ends, Julius Peppers, Israel Adonijah.
Yes. My last job with the Buffalo Bills, we played the Bears in 2010 in Toronto, and those are two very good defensive ends. Julius Peppers, obviously, everybody
he's
knows about. might be and arguably is the best defensive end in the NFL. Well-rounded, can do everything. Israel Adonijé, I think, is underrated because he plays with Peppers.
Right.
But he does a very good job, stout at the point, an overachiever in the pass rush, really gets after. So we got a nice challenge here ahead of us this weekend.
And this is a guy that Mercedes will have to block at times. Israel Adonijé, the left defensive end here, and here he is driving down, and he ends up making a play.
Both these guys are going to create problems because they're long. They're long defenders. They got good span and range. They can separate from a blocker. We're going to have to work our rear ends off to get into these guys and sustain some blocks.
And this Y motion come across. Some people call it Y mo. And Julius Peppers, the right end here, does an outstanding job. This is a block you see Mercedes do quite often.
Yeah, this is something we ask Mercedes to do because that way, the defense can't always set to Mercedes. We can move around and maybe find a weakness, a weaker defensive end. Julius Peppers can play every phase of the game as good as anybody. So we got a real challenge here. Here he's locking out a defense, the tight end, and keeping the edge, and we're going to have to do a good job of trying to get some push or capture the edge.
And because he's good, it allows these two veteran linebackers, Lance Briggs, Brian Urlacher, to make a play, and then they're two good ones.
Yeah, two all-pro guys have been doing it for a long time, and a lot of that has to do with the defensive linemen playing in front of them, but those guys are as good as it gets.
And here's Urlacher having to cover tight end on Monday Night Football. Jason Witten, one of the best receiving tight ends. I kind of laughed at this because you got 23 years combined, years of experience between these two guys, and they're not as fast as they used to be.
No, but they're still both very productive players. Those are two of the best in the business right there.
All right, Bobby, thanks for spending some time
with
us in the film room.
Thank you very much.